This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Matt, do you want to start?
Yeah, Rob, amazing news. FA Cup final, your first season with Tottenham.
I'm very proud. I think it's a evidence that we do something really good with the women's football in Tottenham, and I think to do it at this stadium in front of so many fans and showing that we can compete on this stage and actually going into Wembley, it makes me very proud and very happy.
Was there a moment sort of in the first half where you thought, oh no, we've had these big chances, Leicester have now scored, we might have wasted our chances?
I mean, my brain always works like that, back and forth in my head, but it's like I also know that we're going to find ways to get back in the game. We can do substitutions, tactical changes and everything, so I'm never giving up, and I think the players show that in a very good way, because how they came back in this game and how the finishers came in and did so amazing stuff, and the rest of the squad as well. So I think I always have a feeling that we have a chance to get back, and we showed it to Man City, and we showed it today as well, and that gives us even more character to this group, I think, and it's very good for the future as well.
Just a quick one on Grace Clinton, because obviously, you know, Man United are actually 2-0 up at the moment. We don't know what can happen there, but potentially not be in the final. How big of a loss would she be if it is Manchester United?
I mean, I just feel sorry for her. I think she's not getting the chance to play at Wembley in the final, but for us, we have a big squad, we have a lot of good players, so for me it's just like, we know why she cannot play against them, so it's the same next week, she cannot play against them in the league as well, so we have a lot of other players who can do that, but it's mostly for her, but who knows, perhaps Chelsea turn it around.
Thanks,
Robert.
Sasha and Mark Thomas, I mean, she had a really big moment against Arsenal, didn't she, and obviously a huge one today. She seems to like the bigger game.
Some players like it and some players can be a little bit scared of it, but she's what Tottenham represent, to dare it to do, and she just won a shine in these games, and you know, this is the second game when she scored a match winning goal, and I'm happy for her as well, because I think she's worked so hard to get to this point in his career and in her career, right? So I think, and it shows character for us that we have these kind of players who can step in and do it for us, but mainly for herself. I think she's brilliant.
And whoever you play in the final, Tottenham will be the underdogs, but I'm assuming the way you are, the way the team
No, I mean, we should celebrate today that we have done something really good, but it's worth celebrating. But then on the other hand, we haven't won anything yet, so we need to just make sure we get back to training ground and work really hard. And when we go to the final, we're going to go for the winning. Of course, we want to win a title for these fans and this club. So, yeah, we're going to do everything we can, but of course, we're not going to be favourites in that game, but that's fine.
Congratulations on the win. Just wanted to get your thoughts just in terms of Jess Naz and what this performance today shows in terms of her persistence and how she's progressed over.
Yeah, I think you can tell last year how she has really, really high quality, but she didn't really perform consistently in that league. This year she has taken so big steps. She can be a nine, she can be a winger. She's probably one of the quickest players in this league, and she's strong and technical also, and now she find ways to be a very good threat for us, and I know that in the English under 23 she's really good there as well, and knocking on the door for the Lionesses. So I think she showed that she has so much high potential, and that goal was amazing, because she was running so quick and she was feeling all the fans running them, and she knew that, but she was so calm in the finishing, and then that's a big step for her, because in the preseason she normally missed those chances.
Tom.
Massive congratulations. Can I ask you a bit more about Martha? I know we've spoken about her already this season, but maybe just what have you done to kind of help rejuvenate her and give her more confidence? Because she seems like a different player this season, maybe compared to previous years.
Yeah, I think if you find the person behind the player, which Martha is, and you get to know her, you understand what she needs, and it's not too much tactical that she needs to do this and that, but you can actually tell her to have a lot of freedom in the way she's going to play, but she needs to stick to the plan. And then when she do that, she do some really good stuff, right? And when she score those goals, it's also a part of the self-confidence that she have built this year. Players who play build self-confidence, and she didn't do it last year, so now you can see how she's shining. And she still takes steps. She still doesn't do everything great, but she's so important to us because she's also very clever. She understands the tactical. When I ask him to do stuff, she can also spread that word to other players. So she's very important to me as a coach as well.
Thank you. And could I just ask you a bit more about what being in the final could do for the club on their journey, whether it be profile or attracting players in the summer or just the confidence around the whole project? Like, what will that do for you?
I think we get a good chance to keep playing big games, because we need to do that if we want to be a big team and win titles with the women's team. So that's one thing that we show you guys, the fans, the opponents, that we are actually at Wembley too, because we are deserving that. I think to sign new players, we were there. Show this year that we can develop players and actually play some good football. But some of the players who want to come to Tottenham also want to win titles. So now we can hopefully show that as well. And that's a huge step for Tottenham Hotspur's women's team, I would say. And then also like for the fans, because they are supporting this team for so many years. We want to make sure that the women's football grow in Tottenham Hotspur as well. And I think it's this kind of occasions when they come to the stadium and win with us that we can grow a fan base and hopefully make sure that we are a very strong women's team with the fan all behind us.
Thank you so much and congrats again.
Thanks.
Jeremy.
Yeah, Robert, this is your second win at the stadium this season. Obviously, you like playing here. How much more do you want to play here?
I want to play here all the time. I want to train here if it's possible, but it's not possible. The main thing is we want to do this for the real stuff. We want to make sure we play here with a fan base and with the right games right now. And I think the board has been really clever this year to pick the right games so we can build the momentum and grow from that. Next year, we hopefully can be here even more games and make sure we keep growing with the fan base, because we don't want to play here and have a completely empty stadium or a bad feeling about it. So I think we're taking the right steps, and it could go actually very quickly to make sure we play even more games with a lot of fans, especially when I have these kind of games. I can guarantee that most of them who were here today, they want to come back. And that's how you brand yourself and how you big a big club.
Alex.
I think all the chances we get in the last 30 minutes of the second half is together with the fans. When they share so much, when we get these chances, you get extra energy. So I can guarantee that that helps us. I can guarantee that that helped Jessica Nass for that goal in the second half in the overtime as well. So it helps us. It's not just words. It's actually true. And you also feel afterwards it's so much more stronger to win the games. So this is what it's all about. It's not about winning and losing. It's about doing it with fans, because no fans is not like a product, right? So it's amazing.
And just kind of the resilience and the experience of the team. This is the third FA Cup match this season where you scored a goal late on. Do you think either Man United or Chelsea in the final will fear you? You never say die. You're always in that.
I mean, they would be stupid if they don't fear us, because we have beaten good teams. But on the other hand, I don't care. I mean, I know what we can do, and we're just going to go there and make sure we compete and try to go for it. Of course, it's going to be a tough game, but we don't really care so much about the opponent. We're going to make sure we take steps and develop and play better football and try to win the first title for this club for a long time.
Ed.
Hi, Robert. Congratulations. It seemed you made a triple change on the 80th minute. How important was that to get a result?
I mean, every minute of a game is worth something in what you're doing, but I think that we had a bad momentum before that. They kind of pushed us down a few minutes before that, and one thing is that you need energy, and one thing is that you need a quality, and then it's the last thing. I also did a rotation with moving Jessica Nass as a 9 and Martha to the right with those three substitutions, and I think we got a lot of good energy up front in all these three positions, and then we also got Beth dropping down and be very sharp with the ground stuff. And Olga and Kit was actually really good on the ball. And actually Charlie as well, because we needed an overlapping fullback on that side, and she came with energy. So, of course, all that stuff with that change was a really good thing for us to change the game. But on the other hand, we might win with other players. But it's like it shows that we have a big squad with good players. Some of the who come in is the signings we have done, and I know that they're just going to keep develop. They haven't started all the games, but that shows that it's good signings. That they're going to help us go to Wembley, right? So, yeah.
Thank you.
Any more? Thank you very much. Cheers.
Cheers.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.